From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Linda Wertheimer, and joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Linda.
So, how is it going in the world of puzzling for you?
Well, it's going fine. Next week, I'm leaving for the Netherlands for the World Puzzle Championship.
Oh, my gosh. How many people participate in the World Puzzle Championship?
Well, there will be 20 or 25 countries. Each country has a four-person team, and I'm chairman of the U.S. group.
Well, good luck.
Thank you.
We'll be anxious to hear how we did. Could you start out by repeating the challenge that you gave to our listeners last week?
Yes, I said think of a famous person whose first name you can change one letter in to get a synonym for big, and whose last name you can also change one letter in to get a synonym for big. Who is this person?
Now, I happen to know the answer to this one because somebody told me, but could you tell the listeners who this person is?
Well, the intended answer was Hugh Grant, the actor. You can change his names into Huge and Giant. It was an interesting alternative answer. Hope Lang, the actress. Lang, of course, becomes large. And Hope you can change to Howe, H-O-W-E, which is Scottish for big.
Well, the Hugh Grant version of this answer, we hit the jackpot here. A record number of puzzle entries. More than 4,000 listeners sent in the correct entry. And as always, we choose the lucky winner at random, and it is Susan Heaney from Allred, Arkansas, and she joins us now. Susan, hi.
Hello.
So Allred, Arkansas, is this a big place?
No, it has no post office. It has a very, very small school and one store.
And how do you like it out there in the big, fat middle of the country?
Off and on, we've been here for 30 years, and if you remember the Back to the Land movement, we were part of that in the early 70s, and so we love it here.
So how long have you been listening, and have you entered this contest?
I think about 4 years. I've never entered before. I don't know why I entered this time. It just came to me so quickly that I thought, I'm going to enter.
You sound like a lucky lady, so we'll try it out with Will now. Are you ready to play?
Yes.
Okay. Will, Susan, let's go.
All right, Susan and Linda, today's puzzle is called Big Mo. Every answer is a word of three or more syllables that contains the accented syllable mo somewhere inside it. For example, if I said love or hate, you would say emotion. Number one is a Japanese gown.
Kimono.
That's right. Number two, a train engine.
Locomotive.
Uh-huh. Gradual passing of liquid through a wall.
Osmosis.
Right.
Oh, wow. I'm impressed.
Good job. Another name for Taiwan.
Formosa.
Uh-huh. Where Pango Pango is.
Pango Pango.
Come on, Susan.
It's an island in the South Pacific.
Right. I'm drawing a blank on islands in the South Pacific. I can only think
Me too. I'm terrible right now.
All right. Sounds like I got you both. It's Samoa.
Oh, okay.
Oh, dear.
Try this one. A condition much worse than a cold.
Pneumonia.
Right. Lowering of rank.
Demotion.
Right. Othello's beloved.
Oh, Desdemona.
Mona.
No, Desdemona.
There you go. Desdemona is right. A noisy disturbance.
Commotion.
Uh-huh.
Pandemonium.
Oh.
Pandemonium, huh. Very good, yeah, very good. A cocktail of orange juice and champagne.
Champagne and orange juice.
Oh, I know this one.
Something you might sip at brunch.
Yeah, just right after we get off the air, we're going to have a mimosa.
There you go, a mimosa. Good. Home of California State Polytechnic University.
Oh, San Luis. No, that's not right. That was San Luis Obispo.
That's California Polytechnic State University.
Okay. Let's see. Pomona?
Pomona is right. And your last one, the Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Oh. Having one of those senior moments.
Starts with a Q.
Starts with what?
Quasimodo.
Quasimodo is right.
That was great.
Well, it was fun, actually.
And for playing the puzzle today, you get a weekend edition lapel pin, that's a big one, and an all-new 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, also the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House by Guess Who, and a bonus gift, the New York Times Sunday Crossword Puzzles, Volume 29 from St. Martin's Press. Where do you listen to the program? What's your public radio station?
KUAR.
And that's in Little Rock.
Little Rock.
Well, thank you very much for playing the puzzle with us, Susan.
Well, thank you both. That was wonderful.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
So, Will, what's the next puzzle that our listeners will be working on for this week?
Well, this week's challenge comes from listener Bob Wolf of San Luis Obispo, California. Speaking of which, typically in English, we add ER to the end of a verb to get a noun that names the person who does the action. For example, to farm, farmer, think, thinker, portray, portrayer, etc. Can you think of an example that's the opposite? That is, remove ER from the end of a verb to get a noun that names the person who does the action. And I know of only one answer, and curiously, the words are etymologically unrelated. So again, a verb ending in ER, remove the ER, and you'll get a noun that names the person who does the action. What words are these?
Well, we will all puzzle about this during the week, and when you have the answer, email us at puzzle@npr.org. That's PUZZLE at npr.org. One entry per person. The deadline is Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include day and evening phone numbers. We'll call you if you are the winner. And you'll get to play Puzzle on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz, who joined us from our New York Bureau today. Thanks a lot, Will.
Thanks, Linda.